If you want to hear about muscle loss and the weight loss drugs, stay tuned. I'm Marcel Pick, your host for this YouTube channel, and we're going to be talking today about muscle loss. So if you're tempted to think about the drugs, just listen up. Today we're actually going to dive a little bit more into the world of these weight loss drugs that has taken the world by storm. And we're going to look at better options besides the GLP-1 medications like Wegovy and Zepbound. Now, I know you've probably heard about the amazing success stories of people using these drugs to shed a ton of weight. And actually, it's true. These medications are actually expected to be top-selling drugs in 2024. But here's the thing, and there's always a thing, isn't there? So some experts are really actually starting to question whether they actually provide the healthiest option. And one of the biggest concerns that we're seeing with these GLP drugs is that they can actually cause people, listen to this, to lose muscle along with fat. In fact, the studies show that up to 40% of the weight loss on Wegovy might have come from muscle. That is not good, folks.
And that is not good at all.
And this especially can be worrisome in people that are a little bit older who are already prone to losing muscle as they age. You see, losing muscle isn't just about looking less toned, yet actually can lead to some pretty serious issues like a higher chance of breaking bones, poor heart health, and even greater risks of dying earlier.
So rest in peace, my friend.
The other thing is that it affects your metabolism. So while the muscle loss from GLP drugs might not be a huge concern for everyone, it's definitely something to think about, especially if you're considering using these medications. I also am very concerned about people that only have the 20 to 30 to 40 pounds to lose. But hey, it's not all doom and gloom. There are actually companies out there, and here's where we come into the pharmaceuticals again, working on treatments that actually aim to promote better health and better quality weight loss. So they're trying to preserve muscle. But is it really a medication that's going to be the answer? We know now, more than we have before, that there are other pieces to the equation, like using a product called allulose. That could be very helpful in keeping blood sugar stable and increasing your own GLP-1. You can also see from studies on apple cider vinegar that that's also very helpful in decreasing appetite, increasing weight loss. So my suggestion right now is that you actually look at what are the other possibilities if you're really interested in getting some of the weight off for the rest of your life, and look at some of the information I have at the link underneath this YouTube that might give you information about what can you do that might also help with your appetite, help control your cravings, and take the noise of food away. I actually coined that term about 8 years ago, and now everyone's using it in the industry. So please be aware that building muscle is going to be really important. And also, we need to reduce our fat because body fat can increase inflammation, which is really one of the things that predicts our health long term. So, options: using allulose, apple cider vinegar, doing weight training, and other products such as the drops that I actually have created that suppress appetite and also take the food cravings away and take the noise of food away. How exciting is that? So please share this with other people. They're all interested in kind of getting that weight off as well. And also understand that muscle loss is a big, big deal. Share it. Click the link below if you're interested for further information, and stay tuned to the next podcast.